Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, welcome to Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today I have Alex Wern with me of Aurora, who's the creator of IDEX, an amazing platform. We're going to go into some depth here. And first of all, Alex, thanks for being on the show and give us a bit better introduction on yourself than what I just did.
Thanks for having me. So, been following the crypto space since about 2012.
Yep.
Friend introduced me to Bitcoin, wondered what the heck this thing was, right? And then really went down the rabbit hole when Ethereum came out, the whole notion of smart contracts and adding programmatic functionality to these assets. My background is in software development, mainly on the product side. Worked for the likes of IBM, Adobe, and Amazon. And then we've been working on this project since about January of 2017, is when we started development. IDEX went live in October of 2017. And starting in about January, things really took off. So we were at about 3,000 users in mid-January. And then 3 weeks in a row, we had double our user base from 3 to 6, 6 to 12, 12 to 24. We're now the largest decentralized exchange by volume, as well as by transaction count, the top Ethereum smart contract on the network consistently. And things are going very well. We're very excited.
Well, congratulations several times, because that's an amazing achievement. I mean, this space is, as we were saying before, it's phenomenal the growth that can be achieved here. And especially, I mean, it's very emotional. When we do get the bull runs go, everyone wants to jump in, the FOMO comes in, and it's companies like yours that do really, really well from that, because you onboard those people. Can you give the viewers and the listeners a bit of an understanding about the reason why it's important to have a decentralized exchange as opposed to a centralized exchange, and what the differences are?
So if you think about trading cryptocurrency, you've got these digital assets that can move in a peer-to-peer fashion. But in order to trade them, what people are most familiar with are going to centralized exchanges. Binance, GDAX, Kraken. In that case, you've actually given control of the cryptocurrency over to the exchange operator. So you're relying on them to actually custody and secure these assets. And you're not actually trading the cryptocurrency back and forth. You're just trading within their own proprietary databases. The risk of that is primarily a security one. You have the risk of hack and theft, because these are now huge targets for hackers and thieves to go after in order to get all those assets that they're holding. And then the second one just being the opacity, that you don't know exactly what's going on. Are there honest operations? There's no transparency into how the trading is working behind the scenes.
Okay, so effectively, it's important, obviously everyone knows it's important to have, you know, to be secure with your tokens, however, whatever you're holding. That's why the you know, trees are wild, the nanos are there. Effectively what you're saying is, like, if I'm investing in a token, right, I'll buy it for a reason to hold. And when I say investing, I'm not talking about, you know, 6 months. I'm looking down the track a few years time as a proper investment from the perspective of an investor, not just a crypto investor. I've got lots of years of experience in traditional markets. Now, I'll bring my tokens off onto my Trezor wallet for my safety and my security. Are you saying in the decentralized world, what you can do is you can leave it there because it's on the blockchain already and it can't be hacked and robbed?
That's exactly right. So we actually integrate with those hardware wallets, the main ones being Ledger and MetaMask as a software solution. And exactly what you described. So if you can imagine, if you withdraw from a centralized exchange, you're now holding that funds in your custody. The way a decentralized exchange works is that when you deposit into the exchange, instead of it going into a wallet that we as the exchange operators control, it goes into a smart contract that's actually deployed on the Ethereum blockchain. And now this smart contract is publicly verifiable. It's open and anyone can look at the explicit set of functions that are written there. And the way to think about it is it's a very limited program. It can do only a handful of things, and all of those functions require explicit authorization from the end user. So what do I mean by that? The primary functions are trade. Yep. So you've got a token or ether and you want to trade it for something else, or withdraw. You want to now pull it out of the smart contract and back into your wallet. And you as the end user with your private key are the only one that can authorize any movement of funds. So it gives you access to trading capabilities, right? The ability to trade these assets, but directly with individuals without going through the exchange or intermediary wallet in terms of custody and settlement, which really just brings about that security component as we talked about, right? So instead of relying on an exchange to keep the private keys safe, you're in control of your own security the entire time, all the way through the trade.
So you started in 2012, you say, in Bitcoin, yeah?
Yep, exactly.
So what got you to where you, I mean, obviously anyone who starts early has, if they didn't sell their token, has done very, very well, and I hope you're one of those people. From what you saw, did you see an issue that needed to be resolved and saw an opportunity? And with your background in tech, did you decide to jump from it? How did you go from being somebody who just invested and was interested in the space and had a job and did normal job people things to actually setting up and running one of what is now the largest decentralized exchanges in the world? What was the jump and why?
Yeah, so a lot of it is my co-founder has been also really heavily involved in the space. He's actually my younger brother. So you can imagine the fun that
affair.
Is exactly
that
doing a family affair. So he's been, you know, front and center of this movement and really was keeping an eye on, as I said, Ethereum, while I was working, keeping me up to date on kind of the technological development and really identified that opportunity for using smart contracts for trade and settlement. And there's a lot of companies or, you know, individuals that saw that potential, and there's a lot of decentralized exchanges out there. Yeah. So we actually, ours is a little innovative approach on that kind of decentralized exchange model, and maybe I'll just touch on it briefly.
Yeah, do.
So one of the challenges is if you're using a smart contract for trade and settlement, the blockchain is slow to update. So you can imagine the way it works is you as a market maker would authorize a trade and say, okay, I'm willing to sell this amount of tokens for this price. And then anyone can come along and decide to take the other side of that trade and say, okay, I'm going to be the taker on this. I'm going to fill that order. Both parties sign, and then the blockchain is used to actually settle the trade. One of the issues with some of the other models is that anyone can come in, take that order, and dispatch it to the blockchain by themselves. What that means is you can actually have multiple people trying to compete for the same order. So you and I could both see an order on the books that we like.
Yep.
We could both try to compete for it and send it to the blockchain. In that case, the miners are going to decide. Whichever one of us pays a higher gas price is likely going to get priority. And you can imagine it's difficult to have a profitable trading strategy if you have the uncertainty of whether or not a trade is going to actually get filled. So in our case, we came up with an innovative design where you and I still sign both sides of the trade with our private key. So it's still decentralized in terms of custody and authorization, but then the trade is routed through the exchange itself before it's dispatched to the blockchain. Now what that means is that the exchange will display updated balances and order books immediately to us as end users. So you can actually sell some tokens for Ether and immediately go over to another market and use that Ether to buy another token. Behind the scenes, the exchange is then dispatching those trades to the smart contract in the correct order, in the right sequence.
So it's queued.
Exactly. To make sure that the token sell goes through first, you get the Ether in the smart contract before the second purchase is processed on the blockchain.
So, I mean, you were talking about earlier the sort of growth you've had from, was it January 2007, did you say?
January 2018 until now. So we're at about 140,000 users now.
140,000 yeah. users. So obviously what you're doing is working. I mean, I like the idea of not missing the trade, you know. One of the things that I was speaking to you before about, you know, I've had some algorithms written, I've had all sorts of things done, and one of the issues that I've found with the algorithms is trying to get the fill. Also, when we look at social media and, you know, plugging into that, you know, when I was trading, say, the S&P or the Dow or the Nasdaq or the Russell, we would have a squawk box, and I was trading in London and I could hear the sounds of the floor on certain exchanges. Now, of course, that's faded out a lot more, and it was even faded out a lot then, but there was still the odd squawk box you could invest in and buy, and it would give you the volume, and you could listen and look at the charts and listen to the volume, and it would give you a third dimension almost. Now, one of the things that I love about this product is that you actually get your trade on and you know it's on. You don't have to worry about it because you don't, as you say, the queuing. You don't get, oh, am I? And then you're done. So I think that's a really, really good function for investors and traders. Now, with the platform, I've got to be honest, I haven't gone through all the detail on it. I've been back to back here, so many interviews, it's been absolutely nuts. Do you offer leverage with the platform, or is it just one-to-one straight in zero leverage?
We don't offer leverage at the moment. So there's some companies that are looking at how to do leverage positions on the blockchain.
Must be interesting.
It is interesting, right? One of the challenges is, as you can imagine, if you need to liquidate someone's, if they need a margin call, it's kind of difficult to do so from a technical perspective because they need to actually have authorized that margin call ahead of time. So it's a little bit trickier than if you're doing it just within a centralized database. Yep. But there's companies looking at solutions like that, and we're going to be looking to partner with them. So our goal is to recreate the functionality that you're familiar with from a centralized exchange, including stop losses, margin calls, you know, the leverage piece. You don't want to get margin calls, right? Stop losses, leverage. The benefits of a centralized exchange, including that real-time look and feel, but doing so in a decentralized manner so that you're always in control of your own security.
Now, being that you are obviously running an exchange and you see who's doing what, the sign-ups of accounts, I want to understand a bit about the waves, because they do come in waves, right? I mean, I can't imagine you have a consistent number you can bank on each month because it fluctuates so much. Do you see the influx occur when the market starts moving and the press starts talking, or is it before that? I mean, do you see any correlation between market moves and account signups or joining ups?
Absolutely. So we were just getting started in the bull market at the end of 2017.
Yeah.
And we actually kind of missed the, you know, we really got our footing in January, but there was still some activity going on. A lot of the popular ICOs, that's a big source of traffic for us, right? So a new token's getting listed, you've now got a community that's, you know, hungry to get their asset on an exchange and trade. And so that's a source of new users for us. We also saw, you know, with the past couple weeks, as things kind of turned in the macro conditions in the market, we saw again a big resurgence of users, a big influx. But even within that, we see kind of micro surges associated with particular projects. So you can imagine there's so many ICOs going on in the space. An individual might not have heard of us yet, but a project they're invested in is now getting listed on IDEX, and now they want to know about it, right? So now they're curious, they come, they sign up, and really we're trying to make that onboarding process as intuitive as possible. You know, one of the things that users struggle with is just switching this mental model that normally on an exchange or any software, any website, you come and you create an account, right? You create a username, password, and that information, those credentials are stored with the website that you're accessing.
Yeah, yeah.
In this case, you bring your own account, right? You bring your own wallet and plug it into the platform, which is a different approach for people, right? They don't quite, you know, a lot of them don't quite understand that nuance. So, you know, I think a lot of it's an education piece. A lot of it's making sure that we're out there kind of, you know, looking for opportunities to work with the hardware wallet providers, the software wallet providers, to help them understand that this is one of the big benefits of being in control of your own security, is that you now have this account that you can take around all these different services and it just integrates seamlessly.
So what's your biggest volume? Is it against the Bitcoin and Ethereum? Is that your biggest volume? Or are you looking at smaller tokens as far as trading volume?
Yeah, so because it operates on the Ethereum network, it's exclusive to Ethereum as a base currency,
right, okay.
And then Ethereum tokens as the trading pairs. So the biggest volume is going to be particular tokens that are either maybe about to do an announcement or have recently unlocked. So Pundi X is one that's doing a lot of volume on the exchange right now. We had a couple others. You can, if people are interested, they can follow us on our Twitter.
Yeah.
We're always announcing what tokens are about to unlock, as well as what tokens have been doing well recently in terms of transaction volume.
Well, I think that's probably a perfect way to end it. I mean, that's what we want to know. Where do we find out more information about the program, the platform, your socials? Tell everybody where you're from, what you're doing, how they can get a hold of you, mate.
Sure. So in order to access the website, you go to idex.market. That's IDEX.market. You can follow us on Twitter at AuroraDAO. Or reach out to us via email. The emails are on our site, auroradao.com.
Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Yep. I look forward to looking into your platform.
Yeah, appreciate your time.
And I look forward to seeing how you go in this space. It's absolutely madness. What a beautiful day. What a crazy week. And good luck getting married later on in the year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care of yourself, Alex.
Right.
Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cheers, guys.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.